Hey, good morning. Welcome to the show. 7:08. Today, cold. Brisk, if you will. We got a chance for some snow this morning. Wow. Snow when I got to work. That's going to be scattered throughout. Maybe some sunshine later. High of 23 tonight. Mostly sunny. Mostly sunny. What? Ugh. Good Lord. Mostly cloudy. Cold. I mean, I guess it could be sunny at night. No, that's not true. Mostly moony? There we go. Mostly moony, but quite cold. Low of 8. Wednesday, cloudy, colder, snow possible. High of only 15. Thursday, ooh, it's going to be a chilly one, man. Partly cloudy, breezy, and cold. Chance of snow, blowing and drifting snow as well. So watch out for that. High of 13. Wind chills could reach 5 to 15 below zero. Kiki is not going to be happy about that. Right now, it's 21.
Sit down and relax.
Brock's got the morning dump with trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more. Starting now.
The Fate of the Furious, a clever take on Fast 8, was debuted by Universal. The highly anticipated trailer took over Times Square in New York City. I don't think any other movie has ever done that, to be completely honest. In the trailer, you get more than just a sneak peek. It gives you pretty much how the plot will unfold. To summarize, Dominic, obviously Vin Diesel, has gone rogue. He's ditched the gang. Looks like he somehow got Hobbs, which is The Rock's character, Dwayne Johnson's character, stripped of his government job and is in jail. So all sorts of craziness. I'll be honest, I cannot believe there's been 8 of these movies. I'm trying to remember all of them, and I don't think I've seen the last 3. It's so many. The first one, The Fast and the Furious, came out in 2001. I was in high school. I think I was a sophomore in high school, and I never, ever thought that in 2017 I'd be talking about the Fast and Furious franchise. Let's be honest, great movies, but Vin Diesel's about as good an actor as, well, Vin Diesel. And it's just crazy to me. 8 of those things. But the trailer does look pretty good, and maybe they'll swing for the fence on this one. No matter how unsexist a man is, when he's competing against women, apparently he just can't turn off that part of his brain that's saying, you're not going to lose to a girl, are you? Every guy's wired that way. According to a new study out of Japan, men compete harder against women than they do against other men. They become more aggressive and take more risks against women, and they become even more determined to win. The researchers think this could help explain why women can have problems in industries dominated by men, like science and tech. Since the men are competing against women for promotions, the men are being extra aggressive in going after them. Man, that just goes back to old play school mentality. You know, back in the days on the schoolyard, you're not going to lose to a girl. Any sports? God, if any guy lost to a girl, it was the end of his life. He should just move, change his name, change his identity. So that's the only way he's going to get through it. At least that's the way it felt like. And apparently that doesn't change as we get older. And lastly, over the last few years, Starbucks holiday cups have seen their fair share of controversy. But this year, it's McDonald's turn. That's right. McDonald's is getting in on the holiday controversy on their cups. The fast food chain's festive cups are supposed to feature 2 warm winter mittens. And they say happy holidays, or they have some like warm greetings. However, it did not take long for the internet to do what the internet does and find the one issue with the cups. And damn it, if it's not hilarious. So that's the best way I can put this. Someone took the cup, added some doodles on it, and it made the picture that you will never be able to unsee. It looks like someone is bending over and spreading. Well, they're spreading their mud flaps. That's the best way I can describe it. I'll post the picture of it on the Plan B Morning Show diaries later on today so you can see exactly what I'm talking about, or you can Google it. It's hilarious, and I love the internet for all the sick things that it does. That's your morning dump. Feel better, don't it?